Hello, everybody. Welcome to a bonus episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the superhero movie that got released this year, even though it feels like a million years ago already. We're going to be talking about The Batman.
The Batman. Now,
starring Robert Pattinson, directed by Matthew something, right?
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Matthew something?
Something, I think. Father of Jonathan something.
Oh, he's a dad. Congrats to him. 2022, let's see. Matt Reeves, yeah. Directed by Matt Reeves.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this movie is kind of based on, like, Batman in his early career. So cops don't trust him, and he's still figuring himself out and figuring out how to do his little bat gadgets and all the stuff like that.
So we did not talk about this ahead of time. So, listener, you're hearing us do it live. But do you want, Joshua, to have a pre-spoiler and then a spoiler talk? Or should we just say spoilers for everything up front? This movie's been out for a little while, so...
Yeah, I think it's been out for a bit, so I'd say that we probably could just spoil it for people. Because they probably have heard what they want to heard. They've heard their non-spoiler discussion at this point, I would guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, as Josh said, this is a story about Batman, but I've heard it referred to, and I don't know where this originated, as second year Batman. So by that, I mean kind of like what you said, where it's not an origin story, thank goodness. We don't have to see another...
If I have to see more pearls fly off of a necklace,
yeah, we don't have another Bruce Wayne origin story. And it's also not... Bruce Wayne heavily entrenched in or Batman heavily entrenched in kind of running the city with his like gang and all the various characters you know that the Batman franchise has whose names I don't even recall, like Nightwing and Robin and all the rest of those
Batgirl and Oracle
So this movie stars Robert Pattinson, Zoe Kravitz, and Jeffrey Wright. So what did you think of this movie, Josh? First of all, are you a Batman fan?
Oh, I love Batman. Huge Batman fan.
Bat fan?
Yeah, he's my favorite DC Comics character.
Oh, wow.
A wide margin.
Do you read a lot of the comics, or do you just go off of like the movies and TV shows?
Nope. I'm not a big comic reader. I think that I've read through The Killing Joke, but I haven't read like The Long Halloween or any of the other ones that people generally like when they're talking about Batman stuff. I think I've read like some of the old Golden Age comics of Batman, like from the 40s or the 30s or whatever it was that he first came out, back when he still used guns and just knocked people out of windows and killed them and stuff like that. Crazy shit. But I haven't really read up on a lot of it. So my familiarity with Batman is being an avid cartoon watcher and a big fan of the 1960s Batman show.
I also, for the most part, appreciate Batman. I don't know what I would say my favorite Batman movie is.
Batman and Robin.
Oh, no. What? I said favorite, not bottom of the list.
You're not gonna just go The Dark Knight? Just
no. I mean,
The Dark Knight's. I've always said The Dark Knight is my favorite movie that has Batman in it. But the best Batman movie for me is like Batman Begins, because I think that it shows a much more pure form of Batman and. He's not relegated to like a side character in Joker's movie.
I just think that I really appreciated Batman Returns.
Oh, that movie's great.
Just because of like its pure ridiculousness.
The whole Hell Here scene with Catwoman is legendary.
Yes.
Michelle Pfeiffer, we love you. Yes. Please come on our podcast.
Yes. What did you think of The Batman, 2002's The Batman?
2002. Oh, 2022, The Batman, like,
sorry,
the cartoon.
2022.
I was like, the cartoon? I do love the cartoon The Batman, though. That's a discussion for another time. Yeah, I liked it. I think that this movie has some parts where it kind of loses me a little bit, unfortunately. And I wanted it to not do that, but it just, I don't know, it feels like it kind of lets me down in a few spots. And let me go over to my list really quick. Okay. So we already said spoilers, but this movie calls him Falcone. But once Falcone is killed, or Falcone, do they call him Falcone in this one?
I don't.
Is it Falcone or Falcone?
I don't know. I was wondering that. I think it's Falcone.
Yeah, so once Falcone is killed by the Riddler, and the Riddler gets captured, the movie loses a lot of steam because all of the mystery plot that they've been building to is now solved. And then it's just like, oh, what happens next? And then Batman's like, we're kind of on Riddler's ride right now. And then they have to, like, figure out what to do in order to fix the situation. And it's just a lot of reacting instead of doing stuff. Whereas before, even though Batman's being outsmarted, he's at least trying to do stuff. And I don't know, the end bit of the movie where Paul Dano gets to, like, do his whole monologue and he's like, this is why I'm crazy. I'm just, like, not really there for it. But the first, like, 2/3 of the movie, I think, are really solid.
We should say that the last third of the movie is still, like, an hour plus. So,
yeah,
this movie is fucking long. A long John. I did not particularly like this movie. I thought it was kind of dull and slow, and it did not capture my interest. But there were some really great scenes.
It has the best scene in any Batman medium, for my money's worth, as far as I'm concerned.
Which one are you referring to?
I'm referring to the chase with the Penguin, where Batman has his vehicle
and the penguin's
trying to knock vehicles and stuff, and
yes,
oh my god, that movie, that whole scene is like worth the price of admission for the movie ticket alone.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Colin Farrell is just unrecognizable in this movie.
Oh yeah, his makeup's crazy.
Yeah. It is wild to witness him, and that car chase scene is great. I also was pleasantly surprised by Paul Dano being the villain. I didn't know that going into watching it. And the reveal scene there, I thought was done really well, walking into the diner.
Mm-hmm.
I also appreciated how this movie is a Batman detective story, though he's not a very good detective. And maybe I don't know why, but it's just like all the puzzles he solves. Me, the viewer, was like, well, what about this? And then they're just like, ta-da. And I'm like, yeah, I figured that out a while ago. Greatest detective on earth.
Yeah.
So I thought,
except for the URL one, I was like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah. So you'd think with the the name of the Riddler, that there would be a little more Riddlin.
Yep.
So I thought that was kind of a bummer. But Pattinson's performance grew on me. At first I found it kind of so-so, but it's interesting. He's like 90% Bruce Willis. He's 90% Bruce Willis and 10%... Bruce. No, he's 90% Batman and 10% Bruce Wayne. And
yeah,
even when he is Bruce Wayne, he's like an awkward, recluse Bruce Wayne, which I feel like is a Bruce Wayne I don't think we've ever seen that much before.
Like maybe a little bit in like Batman Forever, but not really.
Well, I haven't seen Batman Forever in a while, but I think it's Batman Returns where there's a party at Wayne Manor at the beginning, and everyone's just like, what kind of bozo lives here? And Michael Keaton's standing there like, yeah, that is pretty weird. And then like, what's your name? And he's like, hi, I'm Bruce Wayne. And they're like, whoops. So that was kind of like, wow.
It sounds like that might be the first one.
That was like, wow, nobody recognize, like Bruce Wayne is kind of a recluse and like no one knows who he is.
Yep.
Which I think is harder, is makes sense back in the 90s, but today in the internet era, it's impossible for me to visualize any famous person not having some sort of paparazzi fan page and yeah. just be
it's like
automatically recognizable.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne probably isn't like arguing with people on Twitter and calling them pedo guys, but he also probably is like a little bit more above the radar than
if he were to show up to a club in Gotham, they wouldn't go, who's this guy?
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, other than that, though, I thought I loved just kind of, you know, boots on the ground, solving the mystery kind of stuff that this movie did. I just didn't think it needed to be like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah. I also watched this movie in the most ideal way possible, which was
on an airplane,
three different sections. Oh. No, three different sections. The first hour in my home, sitting on my couch, watching it on the TV and listening in the home sound system. Hour two in my office, sitting in an office chair, watching it on my monitor, listening to it on $40 headphones. And then hour three at work in an office chair on my phone with one earbud in, as God intended. So really just got the pristine experience watching it through the second time. First time was in a theater, though, so don't you worry.
Wow.
But yeah, this movie is, it's long, and it doesn't go nearly the same amount of places that like a masterpiece RRR goes. You don't need to be 3 hours long, Batman movie.
Yeah.
If you don't have a dance scene in,
RRR really exemplifies the movie that deserves to be 3 hours plus.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, like that's our biggest argument that we could probably have against, the copyright protection that we have is like we should be getting Tollywood Batman movies because just imagine how amazing those would
be. Wow, yeah. Bruce Wayne has to dance.
Oh, it'd be so good. And Joker would be like, but first, Batman, you have to do this dance. Mm-hmm. And then Batman would be like,
and the Riddler is like doing the two-step and asking Bruce Wayne, man, every time, asking Batman to
bring Bruce Willis back for one movie.
Look, we need a Bruce Willis Bruce Wayne crossover.
Yeah. It's interesting. I liked some of the takeaways from the movie, which was like, hey, maybe tough on crime doesn't really work, and like large random sums of rich people charity funds aren't a good substitute for welfare programs. And then also the like main takeaway of the movie I found to be pretty compelling, which was if extremely troubled people are getting inspired by your persona, you might need to change something, which isn't something that they've really talked about with Batman movies before. But if you look back at like Joker has a history of that happening, The Dark Knight was like it was a pretty major shooting at a theater.
In Aurora,
when that
Colorado.
Movie premiered. Yeah, so like the fact that there's been this violence associated within the culture around Batman is something that hasn't been discussed until this movie, and I thought that it was handled pretty well, all things considered. I would prefer not to see a domestic terrorist situation in movies that are supposed to kind of inspire and make me disconnect from reality, but if they're going to do it, I would rather them do it competently like this movie did in that area than do it badly. So, yeah.
Well said. Okay.
All right. Do you have anything else you wanted to add, or is that it?
No. Do you think that this is going to spawn a Robert Pattinson Batman trilogy or more movies? You think there's going to be more stuff in this oeuvre?
Yeah, I think that Batman movies, like James Bond movies, are just really bankable. And so as long as there are people that will go see movies in general, there will be people that will go see Batman movies.
Yeah.
And as long as there are people that will go see Batman movies, we will continue getting Batman movies.
Good.
And as a Batman fan, I'm here for it. Yep. I'm here for it.
Yep. Me too. Me too. I'm glad I watched this.
Yeah, same. Well, thanks everybody for stepping into our little bonus episode. Kendrick, if people wanted to follow you on the socials, where would they go?
They could head on over to Twitter or Instagram and look up at @kmartinix. That's KMARTINIX.
All right.
How about you, Josh? And
if you want to follow me. Oh, yeah. If you want to follow me, you can go to Twitter and look up at Joshing Carter.
Great. And if you're out there listening and there's like another piece of, you know, film that's come out recently and you want us to talk about it in a little bonus chit chat, you can send us an email, willswaypod@gmail.com.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And we will read your email and cherish it forever. Pin it up on our wall, make a shirt out of it.
Yeah, put it on my pillow.
Anything's possible, but we're not going to promise anything.
Nope. Nope. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Goodbye.